The word today is salt. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. We need strength in our spirit. We need to be potent. If we are weak in our faith, then God desires to build us up. His goal is that we become strong and powerful in Christ, just as salt can be a strong substance. Here to consider Jesus' teaching about being a strong believer is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Salt.
The Greeks said that salt was divine. The Romans had a saying, "There's nothing so useful as sunlight and salt." What's the big deal about this chemical, salt? You know, after all, it's sodium chloride. Why would it be used by Jesus for an illustration from the Bible? Well, maybe one reason why is because the Romans saw salt as among the purest of substances. It came from the purest of sources, for instance, the sun and the sea. It was the most basic element that was offered in sacrifices. So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus refers to salt. And I'm going to read the section where he talks about salt and light, both as illustrations of Christians being the source of information or revealing Christ to the world. "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." So we see Jesus is indicating that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So obviously there is an element of contact with the world. It's not possible to be a good believer in Christ and not have non-Christian contacts, friends, acquaintances, people that we work with who are unbelievers. We have to meet these people if we ever want to share our faith in Jesus. And these people are all around us. Probably everyone who is listening to this knows someone who doesn't know Jesus as their Lord yet. Well, that's a person that you can influence and that you can share your faith with. One of the things we need to recognize about this when Jesus is talking about salt in verse 13, where he says, "You are the salt of the earth," he's speaking to the group, not to an individual. Oh yes, every individual is supposed to receive this wisdom and make it a part of their thinking and live by it. But we shouldn't forget that one of the most important aspects about this teaching on salt is that it comes into its potency through large numbers. You've seen how salt works. If you take just a couple of little crystals of salt and you want to make some meat preserved, well, obviously that's not going to be enough to do it. I live in Wisconsin in the United States, and this is an area where in the wintertime we get a lot of snow. Last year, we had, converting it to metric, it was about, I'm not that good with my metric conversion. It was 100 inches of snow. So I believe that's around 250 centimeters, if I'm not mistaken. I think that would be the correct. I think it's 2.5 centimeters per inch. So let me go with that and say that there were 250 centimeters of snow. Now, you can imagine that that is quite a large amount of snow. So if you want to get rid of all this ice And all of this snow, if you have a walkway where people are walking, you have to throw out a lot of this salt in order to get rid of the snow. You can't just go with a couple of crystals of salt. You need bags of it. You need lots of it. The trucks go up and down the roads loaded with their beds full of salt, and they cast the salt everywhere. It takes tons and tons of salt in order to influence the ice and to make it go away. Well, in the same way, Jesus is indicating that there needs to be many people committed to him. There needs to be more and more who are fervently faithful to his word. This is how we influence the world. This is how society is going to be preserved. Now, I want to get to the illustration that Jesus is talking about here when he says, if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? Most of us think in terms of it being watered down, as like in the illustration I was using with the snow being melted away by the salt. And of course, the salt gets weaker and more insipid. But that's maybe not what Jesus was referring to. I was reading in one of these Bible commentaries, and it was stating that in ancient Israel, ovens for baking food were not located in the home, but outside the home. Now, that's understandable because it would get so hot in the summertime and you wouldn't want all that heat in the house. So the people cooked outside, but the oven was sort of like a mortar type device or a kind of a clay fired kind of vessel. And then at the bottom of it, it would have tiles that could be removed. Underneath the tiles, which were the cooking surface, there would be a thick bed of salt that would be placed there. The reason is that the salt would retain the heat from use of the oven, and then it could allow the person to cook a longer period of time. Eventually, just as if someone had a barbecue and had these coal briquettes, or if you had a fire and had wood, it would eventually become insipid. It would eventually get worn out, and the salt would degrade. At that point, it wouldn't be any good at retaining the heat anymore, and so it would be dug out and tossed out onto the street. And this is where Jesus likely got this expression or this phrase, it's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. So it's very possible that Jesus was referring to a custom where people would throw out the old salt onto the street and the people would walk on it. The point in Jesus' illustration is very simple. We need to be effective. We need to be potent. God can't use somebody who won't stand up for him, who won't speak out for him. How is anyone supposed to know you're a believer if you keep it inside and hide it? It has to be revealed. God saved you through Jesus Christ, and he offers this salvation to everyone, from the worst person who's committed the most heinous crimes to the person who is meek and fearful. Everyone's invited to come to Jesus and to receive him as their Lord and Savior. But how are you going to be a witness for Jesus if you don't have potency, if you don't have power? We need to be like salt that has this ability to hold energy, the ability to have an impact, a potency. You know, when I think about this, there's a phrase on a shirt, a t-shirt that I have, and it has a bunch of fish on this t-shirt, and there's only one big fish that is swimming in the opposite direction of the rest of the fish. And the shirt says, go against the flow. In other words, swim in the opposite direction. Go against the flow. It's a Christian witness shirt. And what it means is, even though everyone else might be doing what's popular, even though everybody else might seem to want to please their sexual appetite, might want to overindulge themselves, might want to be greedy and accumulate material things. There's so many different ways that people can live in opposition to God's will. But even though many, many people might be doing that, the Christian goes against the flow. The Christian lives according to God's will, and sometimes that means doing things that are not popular, things that are not going to be done by the majority. And that's why there's even another phrase that kind of refers to this, and it says, even a dead fish can swim downstream. It doesn't take any power. It doesn't take any effort to go along with everyone else. It doesn't take any energy in order to give in to your appetites and desires and sinful whims. It takes the power of God. But when that happens, you will find that your life will head in a direction that leads you to life eternal. You will find that you won't be caught up in the sins and the guilt and the mess of other people's mistakes because you're following and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. That's what he wants for you. He wants for you to have a potent impact in life. Remember, repent of your sins. Don't let them entrap you. Come to the Lord Jesus and repent of them. And then stick with salty people, other Christians, people that will encourage you and help you to make good choices and help you to praise the Lord. You know, we ask God to preserve us and to keep us strong. We go to him and we seek his help and we want him to save us. And he does through Jesus. But you know, it's also true that God is looking to preserve this world and he's looking to save people you know. And the way he wants it is for you to remain pure and strong in him, to be like salt so we can lead them to Christ and salvation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.